The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Football on off the ball.
Cleared. Football ultra under Mourinho during the classical wars when it was Mourinho versus Guardiola. There were few, if any, players who were more belligerent, more committed to the Mourinho cause than Arbeloa.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Koigig Pod on Off the Ball in association with Cadbury, official snack partner of the Republic of Ireland women's national team.
Katie McCabe, a huge, huge goal.
I'm very proud of the team's performance.
We're going to go out there to beat them. We're going to try and beat them.
Now I'm very happy to say that I am joined by Kelly Brady to chat about her very exciting move over to Crystal Palace. Kelly, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we go into the big move, because obviously it's been a very interesting transfer window for like Irish people in general, I think everyone's been very excited over the last couple of days about the fact that Denise O'Sullivan is now in the English League as well. But just to go back to like your own story, like how did you first start getting invested in football and enjoying it, I suppose?
I feel like I got invested in football like just as any other child does when we were little. And Teddy taught soccer, you know, I started at like 5 years old, and your parents don't really care if you like it or not. It's just something for you to be a part of when you're younger. I just got thrown into it, and I guess I developed a love for it, and I'm glad I stuck with it because it's paid off. So.
And whenever you were over in the States, like, I think like we, from an Irish perspective, there's always that sort of thing where there's a lot of people that go over and play like college soccer over in the States, or we hear a lot about the NWSL, but like, what was the nature of like the leagues and stuff whenever you were over there in terms of growing up and how it helped your development?
When I was younger, I just really remember the US Women's National Team being a big part of like the people I looked up to and supported and like idolized. Like I remember Hope Solo, Amy Hamm, and like Abby Wambach was a big like role model of mine. And all the NWSL was just getting started and just growing big to be big. But as I got older and older, it just kept getting better and better. And then by the time like I was at college, I was like, wow, like this could be like a league where I could play one day. And obviously I was hearing about things overseas too, which are even, you know, not even better, but like you want to be in England, like to play, or like, and growing up Irish, like I wanted to go to Ireland and live in Ireland and experience that. So it's all just been ever growing and just, yeah, something I'm very happy to be a part of now.
Yeah, I feel like that US women's national team was very much like the defining generation for a lot of people who followed football for many, many years and still is. Like I used to work a little bit with the likes of Julie Foudy and Abby Wambach and stuff, as you mentioned there. And I don't think they've fully appreciated the actual impact that they had. And I saw recently, Emily Bader? Was she in the People We Meet on Vacation or something? The big new Netflix rom-com or whatever. She's going to play Mia Hamm, apparently, a new Netflix documentary or film about that whole team. And I'm like, I love the fact that it's got to this level of cultural appreciation that Netflix are doing a whole film about it. And you obviously, you have your Irish connection. So for anyone who hasn't maybe appreciated them before, what are your Irish connections?
My dad's from Orem, Castleblaney, Monaghan, and my mom's father is from Ochnish, Galway. So a lot of Irish ties.
Very, very nice. And did you spend much time over here whenever you were a kid or anything? Or was it more just like hearing a lot of stories about the Irish ties?
Oh, I've heard many stories, but I finally got over to Ireland when I was 12 years old was my first time, and I was playing in the Féile. So I was playing Gaelic football, and God, I loved it. It was super competitive, and ever since I was 12, I think I've been over almost every summer. So I love Ireland.
Yeah. Because you played GA as well whenever you were over in the States, didn't you?
Yeah, I played for Rock and GA. And
yeah.
There's the very competitive leagues over there. So a lot of girls even come over on J1s and work visas and come play. And a lot of them stay too because they love it so much. So
yeah, no, I've heard a lot of like very good things about that side of like Irish culture where a lot of people have a lot of fun whenever they go over to the States and they like are able to play and keep like that tie to their culture, but also at the same time it's very, very competitive in the same way that a lot of people would find whenever they go down to Australia or like different areas of the country. I think there's a lot to be had, I suppose, from developing that side of things.
Yeah, I think it's a good like home away from home for those girls. And I mean, like Ireland was my home away from home. Although I had like the Irish culture in New York, like Ireland really did feel like a second home. So
yeah,
it was really special. And special to have those places like all around the world too.
Mm. And I think the last time I was chatting to you was whenever we had the League of Ireland event in the Sugar Club with Off the Ball and some of your Athlone teammates were up talking to us and gave an absolutely brilliant conversation about the league and everything that you guys had achieved that year. And you were very luckily just there enjoying the evening. But what was the last season like in terms of being with all those players, obviously achieving so much yourself, like getting player of the year, like multiple awards?
It was a very special season to be a part of. We had a great group of girls, very hardworking group of girls that meshed so well together. We all got along. I made a lot of lifelong friends that I'll have forever now. So, but very special group of girls. We achieved a lot, made history for the club, like on the Champions League side and, you know, doing the double for the first time ever as well. Unfortunately didn't get our undefeated season, but
you're very close, Chloe, though. Very, very close.
Very close. It was a very impressive run for all of us. So, yeah, it's just a year like I will never forget. I had such a great time in Ireland, and playing at this level was an eye-opening experience. So very special year, and couldn't have asked for a better team to do it with a group of girls.
I'm interested in the journey to get to Athlone, because I think the league here in general, like there's an obvious attraction to going to one of the Dublin clubs because you get to be around the city, but like I'm from Sligo and I know at Sligo Rovers, for example, that you kind of have to maybe put in a little bit more work to attract the right sort of players or attract the talent. And I think that's something that Athlone has done incredibly well over the last couple of years, and it's been totally shown in the success that you have had in the last couple of years with the team. What is it about the club that made it an attractive prospect for someone like you coming over from the States, wanting to play in Ireland? Why was Athlone the place that you kind of landed in?
Stroke of luck, I guess. I got lucky landing in such a great club with the great girls. No, I'm just kidding. But like, I heard about the previous success they had, and I knew they had a couple American girls coming through the club as well. So I got on the phone and chatted to Maddie Gibson, and she had nothing really like great things to say, and that was attractive to me. And I guess just the community that was built around it too. I was impressed with like the facilities and stuff, you know. Having the turf field was big because I always played in turf growing up and stuff, so was nothing for me. But just to be able to get down there, I came in November before signing, so I was able to meet some of the people and see like where I'd be staying and stuff, so that helped a lot too.
This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
And then, so obviously you sign off on an incredible season, both personally and with the team, and you have the very exciting news that you've signed with Crystal Palace now. What was the attraction with a team like Palace?
What is there not to be like excited about with the team like Crystal Palace? Like, it's just a, like, just the name Crystal Palace is super like prestigious to me. Like, you know, growing up in the States and stuff, you hear about all about English football, and like that was a dream for me, you know, to one day go over and play in England. I didn't think the opportunity would come so early in my career, but I'm very thankful, and you know, that they, you know, brought me over for a trial and liked me enough to sign me. So I'm just excited to see what I can do over here.
And what is the hope in terms of what you can do with this team? Because, you know, it is a bit of a leap to go from the Irish League into the English League. And we've heard that from like a lot of Irish internationals over the years. You know, there is a difference in standards, no matter how much we want to make sure that like the league here is successful. So for you personally, what are you kind of hoping to get out of, I suppose, the second half of this season as it is now?
They've been on such a great run. You know, 4 straight wins in the WSL too. So I'm hoping, like, you know, coming mid-season, it's a difficult thing to do, you know, to get in stride with the other girls. But, you know, I'm just hoping to put my head down, like work really hard, you know, hopefully get some minutes in the games and make an impact as best I can. You know, this league is full of incredibly talented girls, and this team is full of incredibly talented girls. So just, you know, trying my best to maybe break into the team and do what I can every day just to make everybody around me better and, you know, develop myself as a player too, and hopefully get some minutes and impress.
Yeah, as you say there, like WSL2 is probably, I think a lot of the time the top like 5 spots are a lot more competitive than it is in the WSL1, in that, you know, you kind of never really know until the final day who's actually going to do really well. And obviously Charlton are on like a great run at the moment, but like you guys are still in there. It must be really exciting to be involved in that sort of title race where there is a couple of different teams in the mix and there's a lot of opportunities there to make your mark.
Yes, yeah, definitely. A lot of opportunity to, you know, go out and impress. But like you said, it's very competitive at the top of that table. But I think now we know that it could be like in our reach, like, that's that extra push we kind of need, and everyone's super focused. And from just taking it week by week, though, you know, everyone's super focused and working really hard, and that's a goal of ours.
And obviously there's a couple of Irish heads in Crystal Palace alongside you. Is that kind of nice having fellow teammates in there, or like people that potentially, you know, there's a World Cup coming up next year that you could potentially be playing alongside in Brazil, you know, all going well?
Yes, I know, right? I hope. But no, the girls have really been great, you know, welcoming me into the team, and not just the Irish girls, like all the girls have been really super nice. But it's nice to have the Irish girls really, you know, bounce some questions off of. They've been really great, like, you know, helping, making me comfortable, and, you know, any questions I have about camp or whatnot, like I've bounced off of them. So yeah, they've been really great, and it's nice getting closer to them as well, you know, like you said. So hopefully be in more camps and spend more time with them.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. There's a lot of like very exciting camps coming up on the international side of things and this year, in terms of, you know, France, Netherlands, Poland, Ligue A, hopefully aiming towards a playoff for the World Cup next year. In terms of, in your head, I know you said about like taking things kind of week by week and day by day, but surely that all has to be in the back of your mind somewhere, that, you know, making a move like this to somewhere like Crystal Palace, where you are probably going to get like a little bit more attention, and then also all these big games coming up, plus a World Cup, must be kind of exciting in your own mind.
It is really exciting. You know, I just got to step up to the mark now, you know, and make all this hard work count, hopefully with, you know, getting this camp called up. You know, I've taken the advice of other people, you know, just getting to a place where it's more full time and where I'll be really challenged from day to day. So, yeah, I just got to step up to the mark now and prove myself, and hopefully it all pays off.
Mm. If you were to pick one player now in any league, like WSL, La Liga, NWSL, whatever, whichever way you want to go for it, that you would love to play up against, who would it be?
Naomi Girma. I didn't get the chance the other day, but it was so incredible to watch and see them play. Like, those girls are amazing. They're at Chelsea, and just being there was so surreal. But they're all so calm, cool, collected, really talented athletic players too. Like, so I would have loved to get a run up against her, but maybe next time.
Hopefully it's coming down the line sometime soon for you, Kelly.
Yeah,
and I can totally understand it. Whenever you see the likes of her and like a lot of the US players in particular that are on that national squad, you know, the athleticism that they have, it's a very different style of play, I think, to the way that we're probably used to seeing in the European leagues. And the physicality that they have and the speed on the ball and all these different things, it's a whole nother level.
Yeah, it really was. Chelsea's a great team, and those girls are, like me, you know, coming over, I'm sure it's a whole new, different experience for them that, you know, they're getting to bring over to the U.S. national team too. So, yeah, to be able to play against, you know, some of those players would be a dream of mine. So,
well, hopefully it's coming somewhere soon, yeah, down the line. And especially if you get into the next couple of Irish camps as well. Obviously, there's a lot of like great opponents there that you could potentially come against. Just as a final word, like if you were to say to any of the girls or women that are like back home in Ireland now and like playing in the league and enjoying it, but also looking for something more, like what would your advice be to those people?
I'd say just keep an open mind. I came over to Ireland, you know, just not really knowing what to expect with my future in soccer. And I absolutely love the League of Ireland. I learned a lot from it. And, you know, not that I expected to come over to England, but, you know, I came over to Ireland hoping that one day maybe it would, you know, be a good pathway across the pond. So, yeah, just working hard, keeping an open mind, and, yeah.
That's brilliant. Kelly, thank you so much, and best of luck this season with Crystal Palace. Hope that you have a brilliant season and hopefully see you on the pitch in an Ireland squad very, very soon. The March game is France is the first one up, I think. So potentially see you then.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The Koi Gig Pod on Off the Ball is brought to you by Cadbury, official snack partner to the Republic of Ireland women's national team. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back very soon with all the WSL crack.
The Koi Gig Pod on Off the Ball in association with Cadbury, official snack partner of the Republic of Ireland women's national team.